The A's going for a three-game series sweep over the Rangers on Sunday. There's a police motorcade there to watch it. In the second inning, Matt Olson will escort a ball out of the ballpark.
And the pitch by A.J. is swung on and hit the deep right center field. Chu going back. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's take a 2-1 lead. Chapman's played in 51 games. He has 9 homers and 16 doubles. The 0-1 by A.J. is a drive to left center field. Well hit off the bat at Chapman. Robinson going back. He will turn. He'll watch that one fly. Back-to-back home runs. And the A's take a 3-1 lead. The A's have the shift on the infield, and now Cotton Wines throws an off-speed drill to right, way back. Pinder is going to turn and watch, and Chu has hit it out. And it's now a 3-2 ball game. So Shin-Soo Chu hits his 16th home run and pretty much a no-doubter up into the seats in right field.
Rangers have the bases loaded and one out with Napoli coming up. 1-2 pitch. And it's lined to Chapman, hustles to third. Got him!
Wow. Is the kid quick or what?
Chapman beat Andrus back to the bag. The Rangers may want to look at it.
They look
but
at
that's
everything.
How the top of the eighth ends. Here it is.
Well, it's a foot race. Gomez just a little bit off the bag. Or Andrus, that is.
I think he's out.
I think he is, too. They're not going to look at it. Elvis Andrus just a little bit too aggressive, and Chappie got him. Melvin shaking his head.
Under the glove of a diving Andrus, that's going to be a base hit. One run scores. Powell racing home. He scores. Simeon the second. And now the A's have busted it open.
Oakland completes a sweep over the Rangers with an 8-3 final on Sunday as Texas falls 2 games below 500. Good start for Jarrell Cotton. He wins his 7th, lasting 6 innings, giving up a run, no walks, striking out 9. Former Athletic A.J. Griffin loses, lasting just 3 1/3. Matt Olson, a big day, 3-for-4, drives in a pair, scores 2 runs. Matt Chapman, 3-for-4, 3 runs, and a solo shot. Oakland completes a sweep over the Rangers, picking up a Sunday 8-3 final, scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th and pleasing their manager, Bob Melvin.
Looked like he had good life on his fastball. I saw some 95s today. This time of the year means he's feeling pretty good about where his arm is. Really good changeups for strikeouts today. All his stuff was kind of working. And, you know, those are the type of games we expect him to pitch. And after a rough period, he's starting to come around a little bit, and it's good to see.
To sweep a team like Texas, and not just to sweep them, but the way you guys swept them was quality pitching all weekend with good offense. Just, I'm guessing you couldn't draw it up any better than the way it went.
Yeah,
down.
You know what? We're just trying to win games, but certainly the importance of playing teams that are in a pennant race for us to gain some confidence that we were talking earlier in the day, you know, is important for these guys to know that, you know, we belong here, we can have success against the best teams, and, you know, so nice series for us.
How much more do you know about Olson and Chapman now? I mean, they've both been here for a decent amount of time now, and a lot of hype about Chapman,
right.
But Olson not as much, and he's obviously been as productive.
Yeah, 2 years ago, maybe more about Olson than anybody in our system. So, you know, we've had some other guys come in, guys like Chapman and Barreto and guys like that, Pinder. But you know what? We had a good feeling. We feel like we have a good handle on these guys because we see them extensively in spring. We see the work that they put in defensively. Early work, certainly we see them in batting practice and know what they're capable of doing. So it's not a surprise to us, but it's important, you know, that they're playing well at a time like this, especially in August, you know, not just at like a September call-up thing, that, you know, they're playing well in the middle of the season.
How have they adjusted, like, in their time here? You talked earlier today about
right.
This time your people are adjusting.
Correct.
How have they changed to keep producing?
Well, I mean, you know, you see Chapman got off to a little bit of a slow start, and next thing you know, he's hitting doubles and homers all over the place. So he's made some adjustments, and he seemed to have done that his whole career. And Ole's, you know, Ole's going to walk 80 to 100 times. He's going to get good pitches to hit. He's got a real good idea of the strike zone. He's always had that. You kind of have to learn that at a big league level at times, and that's an attribute he's always had. So it's just about getting him games and getting him reps and just letting him play.
We can talk about Chapman's defense all the time, but the importance of that play to get that double play and get out of that jam, just how big was that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's either a double play or it's a ball in the corner, and now we don't have a lead anymore. So, you know, quick reactions. He's ready for anything down there, whether it's on the ground, certainly a play like that. So in a kind of a tense game that you know, really gave us a lot of momentum because we're in a position where, you know, it's not favorable at that point. and makes a great play.
And then with Jed, was that precautionary? What's the status with him?
Yeah,
with
left foot, I believe. Just took him out precautionary. We'll see how he is tomorrow.
Bob, being somewhat superstitious, how long before you start lobbying the league to let you wear these unis more?
It's a good question. I don't think I have control over that, unfortunately. There were a couple years back we brought our gold jerseys on the road, I think in 12, when we wear them at home, but I think that one's out of my hands, unfortunately.
You mentioned before the game about Jarrell being unpredictable when he's ahead in the count. His changeup in particular seemed like it was very effective today. How important is that pitch, and why did it work so well today?
Well, there's such a gap between his heater and his changeup. And when he's throwing his fastball strikes and he's throwing it 93 to 95 miles an hour, you got to start your bat a little earlier. And now he throws the changeup and he makes you look bad. You know, and maybe not his best curveball today either. He's got a good curveball and a good cutter. But today, you know, the gap between his heater and his changeup was tough to deal with. You know what? We pitched a game in Kansas City this year, earlier this year, opening day there. That was pretty good, too.
Matt Chapman was among the hitting stars for the A's. He goes 3-for-4, scoring 3 runs and an RBI with a solo home run. He talks about what went so well this weekend.
I think there's a lot of confidence to take from the series. You know, we had a hard-fought battle out on Baltimore and Houston, you know, kind of a tough road trip. Didn't exactly end up how we wanted it to, but I think the fact that we came back here and showed that we were ready to still compete, and we ended up sweeping the Rangers, who is in a playoff hunt, and, you know, we might be out of it, but we still got some work left to do, and I think that a series like this is a big confidence boost for all of us young guys and know that we can compete against teams that are playing at a high level.
You're playing so well defensively and offensively. Where do you want to start? Mm-hmm. It's your call. I mean, you hit a home run, you get a base hit, you make a great play at third base, you're a Gold Glover, you're doing it all. I mean, how special is it for you to know that you can play so well at third base that you might struggle if you happen to at the plate, you can play defense the way you did today?
It's a great thing. You know, baseball, there's a lot of different ways you can contribute, whether it's making a play, picking a guy up, or running the base as well. So, you know, there's a lot of different aspects that I take pride in. I think that there's something that I can bring to the table every single day.
In that play in the top of the eighth inning when you caught the line drive and doubled off Elvis Andrus, we were kind of kicking around the idea of Andrus seemed to be inching off the bag quite a ways trying to distract the pitcher. Do you think that helped you a little bit to beat him to the bag?
I'm not sure, but I don't think that inching away helped his cause getting back on the line drive. But, you know, that's kind of a tough read for him. That ball was hit pretty hard, and I know he's rolling on contact with one out. So it kind of we caught a little luck there, which was nice.
What's it like to go back to back with a good friend who's across the diamond? You make those perfect throws all the time. Chest high, he hits a 2-run home run before he can settle in. You've got a solo home run. Just the fact that you guys are swinging the bat so well, talk about this home run and just crushing it the way you did.
It was a lot of fun. I think that, you know, I wasn't trying to do too much and ended up hitting back to back. I think every time Matt hits a home run in front of me, I try way too hard to hit a home run and it never happens. So this time I went with a different approach and it worked out.
Up next, the A's head to the Big A for a 3-game series against the Angels beginning Monday.